God realization. God is at once personal and impersonal. He is an impersonal person. He is not only the all-pervading, nameless and formless reality, but He is also all that have names and forms. There are two ways to realize Him. One, to expand the ego, the individual, to infinity, and the other, to reduce it to nothing. The former is the path of knowledge, the latter, that of devotion. The Jnani says, I am God, universal truth. The Bhakta says, I am nothing, O Lord, you are everything. In both cases, the ego sense disappears. The second, it is a safer and surer way to take refuge in God and be ever under His protection. If one sees God within himself, he sees God everywhere. If anyone says he is God and not the others, he has not known God at all, because that is not the right experience. If he has seen God within him, he must see everybody as the embodiment of God. It is the restless moving mind that makes us see moments outside, putting us under the illusion that the world of moment is real. But when the mind attains a state of perfect calm and stillness, we immediately experience the changeless or immutable reality in which change and motion seem to be like waves on the surface of the ocean. Verily, we and God are one, never separate. It is by ignorance we feel we are separate from Him. When this ignorance is removed, we know we are one with Him and that we have always been so. Absolute Advaitism that negates all manifestation is not the whole truth. God is at once manifest and unmanifest. He is manifest as the individual jiva for the sake of Leela. He incarnates Himself again with His mighty power and knowledge to release the ignorant jivas in reality His own varied expressions to the full knowledge of Himself dwelling in their hearts. Dvaita and Advaita are only stages in our spiritual evolution. We start with Dvaita, pass through Vishishta Dvaita, and reach the goal of Advaita. We can be one with God. We can be in Him and He in us. A devotee, even after realizing his oneness with God, wants to remain a devotee to sing His praises and enjoy Him. There are four stages of God consciousness. First, by total surrender, the ego is dissolved completely. Egolessness means realization of the all-pervading Spirit or God. We know that we and the Spirit are one. After that comes the universal vision of the Divine everywhere. The whole universe is seen as the expression of that Spirit. We see God everywhere. In the third stage, we see the manifest and the unmanifest as two aspects of one truth, which is both and yet beyond both. It is unthinkable, incomprehensible, and inexpressible. We can express something about the dynamic and the static aspects, that is, the reality with form and without form. But that which is beyond this is incomprehensible and inexpressible. God is at once dynamic, static, and transcendent. Even after realizing the Supreme Godhead, there is a fourth stage in which we maintain a relationship with Him. It is purely personal. It is the best and the sweetest relationship. We become one with God, and yet we remain His child, servant, or lover, two in one and one in two. Man is nothing by himself, but man is everything when he has realized God and attuned his life to the Divine. For to dwell in the Divine is to become the Divine. The great teachers of the world have given us the same truths. Buddha taught us to purify ourselves and have compassion for all creatures. Jesus Christ asked to love all beings as we love ourselves. Krishna taught us to see the divine in each and everyone in the world. Mohammed taught us to submit to the will of God and be his instruments. If we but follow the teachings of these great masters, we have no reason to quarrel amongst ourselves on any account. Ramdas truly believes that all the various creeds, faiths and legends are paths that lead to the same goal. All great teachers of the world are from one God, the first eternal cause of all existence. Whether it be in the Gita, the Bible or the Quran or the Zendavasa, we find that the same note incidentally struck, that is, self-surrender, is the supreme way to liberation or salvation.